Let's get down to business. Taking a look at Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 41 at 22,412. It's a record high. Again. Another record high for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And whenever there is a record high for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we have a celebration here at the Money Radio Megaplex. Money Radio Symphonic Orchestra plays the celebratory theme music. We're back to the old theme. Yesterday was good, I'm just saying. But Money Radio staff gathers in the control room. James, Wes, Josh, good to see you. Doreen brings the candles in. Doreen's about to become a grandma. Renee joining us. Chris, Marcus, and the ubiquitous Crespin. Anybody else? No. You guys are acting like this is just run-of-the-mill. This is the kind of thing that happens every day. Well, almost. It's every day this week. And pretty much all of last week, and this is like 42 times this year. I get it. It's, you'll miss it when it's gone. Trust me on that. The candles are lit. Who's leading the procession today? James leading the procession. We're going to have some law and order in this procession, let me tell you. And there they go, down the hallway, headed for the Money Radio Bistro. Today, we kind of went all out for this. We got some nice cookies, really good cookies. We got some white chocolate macadamia cookies. We have pecan sandies. We have snickerdoodles, a perennial favorite. I don't care. You can't go wrong with snickerdoodles. And homemade Toll House cookies. And of course, milk. Milk and cookies, because that's how we celebrate another record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. There they go. They're off to the break room, the Money Radio Bistro, to celebrate with milk and cookies. Dow up 41 at 22,412. S&P 500, another record here, just barely, up one at 2,508. NASDAQ Composite down five at 6,456. Russell 2000, small and mid caps, up five at 1,445. Yield on the 10-year Treasury up 3 basis points at 2.28%. It's been moving up pretty steady lately. Oil up 81 cents. At $50.29, we break the $50 level, and gold down $10.20 at $1,301.50 per ounce. We start today with a couple of natural disasters. Now, this morning, Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico as a Category 4, but there were wind gusts up to 190 miles per hour, so there is serious damage. It's still being sorted out. The communications are down. Power to the island is gone. And the entire electric grid is just shredded, a total blackout. Buildings damaged, widespread flooding. People seeking help have been told by authorities that they would have to just sit tight until conditions improved. So far, there have been no reports of deaths in Puerto Rico, though there have been several reports in other parts of the Caribbean, including on the French island of Guadeloupe. Before striking Puerto Rico, Hurricane Maria's eye clipped the edge of St. Croix in the Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands. Some 3,200 federal government staffers, National Guardsmen, and other emergency personnel overseen by the Federal Emergency Management Agency were already in Puerto Rico, many of them dealing with the Irma response and recovery. And then Maria hit. Maria could worsen the many environmental calamities that already exist on the island, posing even greater threats to public health. In some ways, Puerto Rico will face familiar environmental threats caused by major hurricanes, but they'll be compounded by the island's financial and environmental woes. For instance, wastewater pumping systems failed in Texas and Florida after hurricanes Harvey and Irma, causing major sewage spills. The same will likely happen in Puerto Rico, where most pumping stations run on electric power, but may be much worse due to the island's degraded and unsafe electricity system. The local energy authority has already said it could take up to 4 months to restore power, likely resulting in prolonged sewage releases. Puerto Rico also has 23 Superfund sites, so flooding and landslides mean an increased risk of just spreading contamination. Meanwhile, in Mexico City, rescue workers scramble to dig people out of the ruins of dozens of buildings which collapsed in yesterday's earthquake. The death toll has climbed to at least 225 people, including some 30 school children. All told, Mexico City officials counted 39 buildings entirely destroyed, and the city's entire staff of emergency workers, about 50,000 people, on duty along with other city workers who were supporting them. The city government reported more than 50 people had been rescued from buildings across the city. The 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck yesterday afternoon, 32 years to the day after the city's last great earthquake. That was in 1985. That earthquake killed as many as 10,000 people. Now, that event led to better building codes, and that in turn means that the death toll from yesterday's quake is not even worse. Well, the bull market that started in March 2009 seems to have gone on forever. It's the second longest in American history since 1900, third highest in percentage gains. And the past couple of weeks, we've seen record highs piled on top of record highs. It can't last forever. But for now, realize that it is pretty amazing. The stock market has been operating in an extremely rarefied world of heightened calm, one that is unlikely to continue. Stocks so far in 2017 are the steadiest they have been since 1965. The one thing we thought was a certainty about the market is that stocks fluctuate. But that isn't happening. Instead, we get these small, steady steps. Political turmoil has had little or no effect on the pervasive calm in the stock market. The VIX index, the volatility index, widely known as Wall Street's gauge of fear, has remained very low on a historical basis, despite recent spikes. Data from the Chicago Board of Options Exchange shows that even when the VIX has risen this year, it has not even reached its average since 2004. The S&P 500 index has not seen a 5% decline from peak to trough since June 28, 2016. That sell-off, 6.1% over several days, occurred after Britain's vote in June 2016 to leave the Euro Union. And even that Brexit blow-off was short-lived. Going all the way back to 1950, the current streak is the fourth longest in history without a 5% decline. The economic expansion in the United States is already the third longest since 1854. And if there is no recession until June 2019, this will become the longest period without a recession. This is just a way of saying that maybe you shouldn't get too used to a steady diet of milk and cookies. This extremely calm and orderly progression of record highs is not the norm. It will not last forever. Enjoy the show. Just be aware of where the exits are located. And that brings us to the steady hand on the tiller of monetary policy. No surprises in today's FOMC announcement from the Federal Reserve. The Fed did exactly as promised. No rate hike at this meeting, but we did get details on how they plan to shrink their balance sheet. The Fed announced today that the economy was in such whopping good shape that they plan to start selling off all the assets they accumulated as a result of three rounds of quantitative easing during the Great Recession. The Great Unwind begins in October, slowly at first. Just $10 billion per month for the first 3 months, then slowly increasing. Federal Reserve still plans to raise interest rates once more before year-end, maybe in December. Although the Fed has not dramatically reassessed its current strategy, the central bank did scale back its estimates of how high interest rates will rise. The Fed remains on track to raise its benchmark Fed funds rate 3 times in 2018, but it only pegged 2 further rates in 2019 instead of 3. The bank also lowered its long-run target to 2.8%, the first time it's fallen below 3%. Fed officials have been puzzled by the persistence of low inflation, even as the unemployment rate fell in July to a 16-year low, 4.3%. Yet wages still are not rising as rapidly as you might expect at this point in the recovery. Yellen said low inflation was a mystery. But the biggest mystery is whether the Fed can tighten monetary policy without crashing the economy. For one day, at least, the dollar bulls were able to show their faces in public. It's well known that the greenback has had an unexpectedly bad 2017, due at least in part to that mysteriously low inflation. The weak dollar has been a boon for stocks, and if stocks have climbed slowly and steadily, that has been bullish for bonds, because the more stock prices appreciate, the more investors need to buy bonds to prevent their equity weighting from rising too much or to hedge their equity risk. In other words, the gains in equities are feeding the bond rally, preventing bond markets from selling off even in a risk-on environment. And a solid bond market is needed for the Fed to dump billions of dollars from their balance sheet. So let's just hope the great unwind only happens on the Fed's balance sheet and doesn't spread to the rest of the market. Fed is looking at a target for unemployment at 4.1% next year. Then they think it'll hold steady. Fed's forecast implies the bank is unwilling to freeze interest rates in an experiment to see how low unemployment can go without stoking inflation. Oh, a little quick extra note here. Fed Chair Yellen said Wells Fargo may still face a penalty from the Fed for opening millions of unauthorized accounts. Yellen didn't say what might happen to Wells Fargo, but she did say, "We take our supervisory responsibilities very seriously," proving that even stodgy economists have a sense of humor. Dow Industrials up 41 at 22,412, a record. S&P 500 up 1 at 2508, a record. And the NASDAQ down 5 at 6456. Follow along at moneyradio.com and the daily blog, eatthebankers.com.